How much can you... Can you just tell me roughly what you can remember about Bridge? Just roughly, so I can pitch it at the right level.
All right. When you get your hand, you can get a number of points.
Yep.
You can figure out your strongest hand.
Sorry, suit, yep.
And then you... Suits, and then you... Bidding to let your partner know... And everyone else know how many points you've got.
Right.
And what's between you is the best option.
Right, good. Okay. That's very good. And what's how do you win in Bridge?
By if you're two ways to win. One way is that you succeed in getting what you think you're going to get when you bid. And scoring a bit higher than that if possible.
Yep.
And or stopping the other two from getting what they thought they could get.
Right, okay. And that's absolutely right. And what's the really big time way of winning? What's the real... When do you really win? When you really score big and heavy?
When you've got a great hand.
Well, the real objective is to do one or two things. It's to bid a game...
Yeah,
or a slam.
Bid a game. Okay.
Because if you bid a game, you get lots of bonus points.
Right.
And the game is 100 points.
Right.
And one guy get 100 points. Or a slam is when I bid, or we bid, six or seven of the six or seven available. Grand slam, we bid seven, we get all seven. All 13.
Yeah.
And the small slam is one short. That's fantastic. But that's relatively rare. So the best way of making lots of points in Bridge is to bid game.
And what's game?
Game is 100 points. Now, bear in mind that diamonds and clubs are worth, the minor suits, clubs and diamonds, because alphabetical CD, they're worth 20 points each.
Mm-hmm.
It goes clubs, diamonds, hearts, spades. The first two, clubs and diamonds,
clubs,
are, worth
diamonds.
Are worth 20 each.
The first two are worth
20 each.
Yeah.
And but hearts and spades are worth more.
Yeah.
They're called majors. And they're worth 30 each.
Right.
So therefore, if I bid five diamonds, five 20s is 100. Yeah. So to get game in diamonds, we've got to bid five.
Right.
That means we've got to make 11 tricks. It's difficult. But if with a major in spades or hearts, because it's 30 points each, we only have to bid four.
Yeah.
That's obviously easier. But easiest of all is to bid no trumps, because with no trumps, it's worth 30 per trick, but 40 for the first one.
Okay.
So three will make 100.
Right.
So three no trumps, four majors, or five minors get you to game. So what we're trying to do...
Yeah.
Is we're trying to pass information to each other to trying to get to game.
Okay.
Now, there's a big difference between no trumps and trumps. A huge difference.
Yeah.
And for no trumps, you need to have a hand between us. We need to have hands where we've got everything covered.
Yeah.
That's called a balanced hand.
Yeah.
Whereas if you play in a suit, we don't really care if we've got a void in diamonds, if I'm playing in hearts. In fact, the void in diamonds is quite helpful. In fact, I actually want an unbalanced hand.
Yeah.
So unbalanced hands were looking for suits. Balanced hands were looking for no trumps. Therefore, when we start bidding, actually the most important thing we have to communicate to each other is, are we balanced or unbalanced? We've really got to establish that.
Uh-huh.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, and it's basically what you said, but a little bit more, we need to know, have we got points for game? Do we have enough points between us for game?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I bet you've never been told how many points you need for game between
no.
us. Right. So this is a cornerstone of Bridge.
Right.
So this what you're about to hear now is absolutely pivotal. Between us, to get a game in no trumps or a major, you need 25 points.
You said you need 100 points.
No. Sorry. Sorry. I mean high card points.
Oh, okay.
High card points.
Right.
Two's a queen, three's a... So,
okay.
If between us... We can communicate in such a way that we can reveal that for sure we've got 25 points. Then we go, oh, fantastic, game's on. We can bid game in no trumps or a major. In a minor, diamonds or clubs, that you have to bid, get up to five.
You need
28.
Right?
So, but you don't. You try not to play in a minor. You try to avoid it because it's harder.
Okay.
So we're looking for a game in a major or no trumps. And what will distinguish between, what will decide us whether we play one or the other is whether we're balanced or not. So we've got to communicate with each other. Are we balanced? I'm going to tell you if I'm balanced somehow or another, and you're going to tell me if you're balanced somehow or another, number one. Number two, if we're not balanced, We're going to try and find a trump match. Now, how many trumps do we need between us for game? There are 13 available. What would you say?
How many? What was the question again? How many?
We decided we're unbalanced, so we're not going to play no trumps. We're going to play the suit.
Yeah.
We're going to play in hearts or spades.
Yeah.
How many trumps, sorry, hearts or spades, do we need between us? If we're going to find a match. We've both got spades. We've got enough spades. How many spades do we need, the two of us together?
To get a game.
Yeah.
Game being 100 points.
We're going to bid four.
Four.
Yeah, we're going to bid four, and we're going to make 10 trumps. We need a certain number of trumps between us. It's a cornerstone of the bridge.
Okay.
You've probably never been told. There are 13 cards, obviously.
30.
No. We need 8 cards. So long as between us.
8 cards.
Yeah.
Oh, that suit trump cards.
Yeah, 8 trump cards.
Oh, okay.
Between us.
So now you've got.
You're not talking about points.
No. We've already discussed points. We need 25 points between us.
Okay.
However, right. But we also must have, absolutely definitely must have.
8 cards.
8 cards between us.
Uh-huh.
Now, those 2 points, do we have 25 points? Do we have an 8 card trump match? And are we balanced or unbalanced? Is basically all you need to know about bridge.
Mm-hmm.
With those 3 things in your head, you can more or less work everything out from that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a slight exaggeration, but it tells you, without those 3 things, you're always wondering, you never really know what to do. But with those things, you know everything.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you one more thing which is quite useful, just to remind you. There are obviously 4 aces, 4 kings, 4 queens, 4 jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We decide to give an ace a value of 4 points, a king 3 points, a queen 2, a jack 1.
Yeah.
And that's more or less right, because an ace is in fact 4 times more powerful than a jack. You know, an ace will always win a trick,
yeah.
And a jack will win it 1 in 4 times, roughly speaking. So it does actually work.
Okay.
So 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 is 10.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 4 suits. So altogether, in the whole pack, there are how many points?
40
points. So if you and I have 20 between us, we're average strength.
Right.
If we have 25, we've got enough for game, in fact.
Mm.
And you can see that we've got 25, they've got 15.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot more points than they have,
yeah.
A lot stronger. Now, it turns out that, obviously, if 20 is the average for a partnership, then 10 is the average for an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's my turn to bid first, I can't really start the bidding unless I've got more than average.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So you've got to have 11.
12, actually.
12.
Yeah. So you need to have 12 to start the bidding.
Okay.
Right. So when I look at my cards, I'm going to say, have I got 12 points? Yes, no. If I haven't, I'll shut up.
Okay.
If I have, can you remember what my next question might be?
Well, what's my strongest suit? And how many points have I got, and what's my strongest suit?
There's one more other question before that. There's a question before what's my strongest suit.
Have I got a balanced hand?
Yes, am I balanced or unbalanced? Now, the definition of a perfect balanced hand is 3-3-3-4. 3 of one suit, 3 of another suit, 3 of another suit, 4 of another.
Mm-hmm.
A very unbalanced hand would be 6-7-0-0.
Yeah.
Right. Now, so that where's the borderline between the two, you might ask? And the borderline is, if you have a balanced hand, you are not allowed to have a 5-card major.
Mm-hmm.
You can have 1 5-card minor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not allowed to have a 5-card major. You're not allowed a void. You're not allowed a singleton. And at the most, you're allowed to have 1 doubleton.
Okay.
So no voids, no singletons, no 5-card majors, and maximum 1 doubleton. If you can put ticks in all of those boxes, then you have a balanced hand. And you must tell me that you've got a balanced hand, first of all, if you can.
So then you do a 1 no trump.
You do. It's a bit more complicated than that, but basically that's right. So if you have 12 points and a balanced hand, you'd be 1 no trump. In fact, you do the same with 13 or 14 points. You also be a no trump.
Okay.
However, if you've got 15 points or more, then you tell me that you've got no trumps. You've been no trumps on the second time round.
Okay.
What actually happens is the first time you bid your longest suit, and the second time you bid the no trump.
Okay.
And that's really good, because what that tells me is, I now know, not only is Vanna's hand balanced, But I also know where precisely her point count range. Is she 12 to 14? Mm-hmm. Is she 15 to 16? Mm-hmm. Or is she 17 to 19? Because mm-hmm. I forgot to mention, if it's 17 to 19, you actually push it up. You jump in there Trump the second time around.
Yeah.
So there's a whole range of things. So you tell me really precisely. And that's great, because if I know precisely how many points you've got no trumps, I look at my hand and I say, oh, I say, we've got 25 here. Because I know Van has promised me 15 guaranteed.
Yeah.
I've got 10. Huh, 25 points. I go straight to 3 no trumps. Mm-hmm. So that's why that works.
And a game is 3 of something.
No trumps.
Majors.
Three, no. Or four majors.
Fours or five.
3 no trumps.
Yeah.
So that's the balanced, unbalanced thing. Now, so if it's balanced, it's clear you bid no trumps. Or you bid no trumps second time around if you're strong. If, on the other hand, you're unbalanced, then it's exactly what you said earlier on. You bid your longest suit.
Yeah.
I'll say one last thing, because I think otherwise you'll have too much information.
Yeah.
When you have an unbalanced hand, sometimes you have more than one suit.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have a 5-card suit and a 4-card suit.
Mm-hmm.
You can bid them both. You might have a 5-card suit and a 5-card suit. Again, you can bid them both. If you have a 5-card suit and a 4-card suit, which one should you bid first?
Don't know.
The long one.
Okay.
Okay.
If you've got a... That's if you've got a unbalanced hand.
Yeah, it's unbalanced, yeah. Yeah, you've got a 5-card suit and a 4-card suit,
mm-hmm.
which will certainly be unbalanced,
but
by the way.
You might have a 5-card of not very many points and 4-cards of loads of points.
Well, yeah, but you still got to
call your 5-card first. You call your longest one first. It'll become clear later on. Because in the end, it turns out that the number of trumps you've got is more important than anything else.
Okay.
Because they're masters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you bid your long one first. So, yeah. What if you've got 2 5-card suits?
Then you bid the spades and hearts first.
That's right. You bid the highest one first.
Yeah.
Got, you've got it. Fantastic.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
That's enough to be going on with.
Yeah,
otherwise, it's just too much. It's too much information.
Crash his hand, shall we?
No, no, it's fine.
Go,
no,
just play.
Just play. Yeah. We'll do it.
Okay, Dad. Let's go.